Welcome to the Bringing Rural Back podcast, where we help you live a more prepared and sustainable life today so that you can have a better tomorrow no matter what. This is your host, Greg Carter, and this is episode number 46. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why I am opting out of the political circus this year. But before we do that, let's get some chores done, shall we? We're headed towards the back roads, heading to home. I guess you've noticed, if you've listened to very many, that we've cut out some fluff. I've stopped doing a lot of editing to the podcast, so you're kind of getting it just in the raw, I guess. I've come to a realization that if I really want to do all the things that I want to do, I've got to get it right to the nitty-gritty, that way I don't have to spend a lot of extra time. So on my YouTube channel, I've cut out the intro and the fancy leaderboard, you know, the fancy picture with the title and all of that. And on the podcast, I've cut out the music at the beginning and the end, because that just takes extra time that, with my work schedule and with my project schedule and with all of the things that I want to do, I just can't get it done. I kind of fell victim to my own advice. I was allowing perfect to be the enemy of good. So if you're wanting a lot of bells and whistles, we're probably not going to be what's best for you. If you're just wanting to find somebody that'll shoot straight with you, do the best they can to help you out, help you be better all the way around, then hang around. You might appreciate this straight shooting country boy with an education. Okay? One more thing, I'd like to remind everybody, we are going to have a listener appreciation event. As soon as we get to 1,000 subscribers on our Feedburner stats, I will be giving away a $50 Amazon gift card. And then after that, we'll be giving away some neat other little things. I hope you do it. There's a link at the blog. You can find the blog at theruraleconomist.com, or you can just follow a link back. A lot of times, depending upon what your server is, you can just link back to it. And there'll be a link there that says Listener Appreciation. All you got to do is enter your name, email address, and promise to share the show in some way. With that, let's talk about this year's political circus. Now, I guess I need to qualify something. I started off as a Republican. And I'll be honest, my mother, and I love her to death, when I turned 18 and the first time I got to vote, I went and I voted in the Republican primary. And when I got back, she asked me which primary I voted in, and I told her. And she called me a dirty carpetbagger. She was raised what you would call a yellow dog Democrat. And she held to that opinion for a very long time. Well, it wasn't long after that we were having a discussion about politics, and she said, "I don't vote for the party, I vote for the man." I said, "Well, Mom, that's kind of changed, hadn't it?" She said, "I don't vote for the party, I vote for the man." And it was a gubernatorial race in the state of Alabama. And I said, "Mom, in this election, if you're voting for the man, you're voting Republican." Okay? So I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Now, I have outgrown the Republican Party. I most certainly am not a Democrat, but I most certainly am not a Republican. I am still a very conservative person, but here's the difference. I learned that just because I want to be conservative does not mean that I have the right to force you to be. So I really don't know what I am. I'm not really a libertarian, kind of constitutionalist. I don't really know. Okay? So there you have it. That'll let you know where I'm coming from. That way, you know, I'm honest and upfront. Now, I'm going to tell you this in advance. If you're a diehard Republican, I'm probably going to make you mad. If you're a diehard Democrat, I'm probably going to make you mad. So I am an equal opportunity offender. Okay? Fair warning. So as this year's political landscape develops in the presidential race, it has really turned in, well, it's a worse circus than normal. And you know that old saying, that sinking feeling when you realize that is your circus and these are your monkeys? Well, this is our circus and those are our monkeys. You can't say, you will never hear me say that Barack Obama is not my president, because he is. Did I vote for him? No. Did I vote for, who did he run against last time? Romney? No. Okay, so that'll let you know right off the bat that I have been off the wagon for quite some time. Well, it has come down to the point to where I believe the two nominees on both sides, if it goes with the primary elections, it's going to be Hillary Clinton and it's going to be Donald Trump. Okay, well, alrighty then. If that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. Now, before we do that, though, I want to float some ideas. Okay? Now, first off, I want you to think about, does your vote really count? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, in your city council. It's obvious it counts there. I'm not talking about your county board of education. It counts there. I'm not really even talking about your state government, your congressman. Now, senator, kind of borderline there. But when it comes to the national election, when it comes to the presidential election, does your vote really count? Now, I will tell you right now, in the state in which I live, it doesn't matter if I voted for Deputy Dog. My vote's not going to count. My state is in the bag for whatever creature they roll out with an R behind its name. Now, the only way that wouldn't happen, because my state's pretty much on fire for Trump. I've got friends that are on fire for Trump. Oh, he's going to make America great again. Okay? If there were some shenanigans at the Republican National Convention and they usurped the desire of the people and nominated somebody else, and Donald Trump were to go rogue and run third party, then Alabama would probably, for the first time in history, actually go third party, I think. All right. But in general, if you want to get elected from anything from dog catcher to governor in the past several years, you got to have an R behind your name. Now, have we had Democratic governors? Yes, but our Democratic governors have not had a real good time of it. In fact, I don't know if he's still in prison or not, but we had a Democratic governor go to prison for bribery. Okay? Now, in order to discuss whether or not your vote really counts, we have to talk a little bit about the Electoral College system. Now, what the Electoral College system is, or was, and never will be again, was a way that they did like a weighted mean. It's the best way to understand it. They didn't want New York, California, and Florida, if they all got together, to be able to force the rest of the nation to have to deal with whatever they decided. Because you could take at most 5 states, and if you did a strict popular vote, those 5 states could carry the rest of the entire nation. Okay? So, the Electoral College system originally was a way that the rural peoples and the folks who lived in less populated states, their vote actually counted a little bit more than the people who lived in the big cities and the big urban centers and in the big states. Okay? That's still true to some point. And it has morphed through the years to where there's a lot of states, and thankfully Alabama's not one of them, that are what we call winner-take-all. Now, the number of Electoral College votes is based on your senators, and number of congressmen. Okay? So, if your every state has 2 senators, and if your state had 10 congressmen, then your state would have 12 Electoral College votes. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, originally, the way the districts were drawn, you would have rural sections, and then you'd have urban centers, and they would divide it up and all like that. Well, there's been some manipulation of the districts to be able to include higher population areas in as many of the rural areas as possible to allow the cities to sway the rural folks' votes. So, I just want you to know that the Electoral College system isn't what it used to be. All right? But even with that, in the primary election, and I knew that there would be rumblings about this at some point, and I finally started seeing them, and I've seen them from reputable sources, that if you voted for Donald Trump as the Republican nominee, I want you to know that it is my opinion that the hierarchy of the Republican Party really do not want him as the candidate. And they don't have to give it to him. They can actually go in during the national convention and select somebody who wasn't even on the ballots in the primaries at all. Now, it's extremely unusual. I think there'd be blood in the streets of the Republican hierarchy, but they could do it. Okay? Now, the alternative media, when it comes to Trump, they're kind of schizophrenic. They love him one day, they hate him the next day, they just can't make up their mind. Oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. He's gonna save the world. And it just almost drives me crazy. The mainstream media has been in the bank for Hillary since the very beginning. I mean, they have been in the bag for Miss Clinton from the start. Now, and that kind of confuses me too, unless it's just because, you know, maybe it's because they like Bill. I don't know. But if you take the message of what the platforms are, Bernie Sanders is actually a better fit for what the Democratic Party claims they stand for than Hillary. Okay? Well, on the same token, if you take what the Republicans claim they stand for, then Rand Paul was a better candidate than, now it's Cruz, Kasich, and Trump, I think, are the only ones left. I think. Okay? Trump's the front runner by far, but Rand Paul was a better representation of what the Republican Party claim their platform is. So I just want you to know that in the primary election, if the party decides that every one of you voters is stupid, that they can do whatever the devil they want, okay? Doesn't mean a nickel. Now, general election. Does your vote really matter? Now, if you're in one of the swing states, you know, Ohio maybe, Florida sometimes, you could kind of argue that your vote counts. But in the rest of the country, I can tell you right now, California is going to go for whoever's got the D behind their name. I can tell you right now, Alabama's going to go for whoever's got the R behind their name. And Mississippi is, and all of this, and you can just go down the line, and you can predict which states will go where, but there's just a few states that are kind of iffy. So if you're in one of those states, you could kind of argue, yes, your vote counts in the general election. Okay? Now, I want to talk just real briefly about the two platforms. Donald Trump's candidacy so far has been the Seinfeld of politics. And I just had a coyote cross the road in front of me on my way home. It has been the Seinfeld of politics. He talks about nothing and people love it. Now, I can't tell you what we're going to do, but you're going to love it. Really? Okay. Yeah. Now, the wall between Mexico, yeah, it's not going to happen. Now, the wall might happen, but Mexico dang sure ain't going to pay for it. I mean, that's just crazy. But I understand why people are upset. And I want to explain why people have connected with Trump. A lot of people say Trump's mean-spirited and Trump's this, Trump's that, and they've tried to say that Trump's a racist. I don't know if he's a racist or not. I don't know the man. Okay? But I will tell you that the blue-collar, middle-of-the-road, the middle class has been shafted by both parties for so long They were looking for anybody that would actually say what they feel. And what's funny is a lot of the people in the media, especially the mainstream, what I call the elite media, are looking down their bony noses at everybody and going, well, y'all just mean. Well, no, they're not mean. They're just mad. They're tired of being crapped on. Because the thing about it is, and I'm going to quote It's a Wonderful Life, an old Christmas movie. The middle class, the blue collar folks, even the white collar, lower level management folks, all of these folks in the middle are the ones who do most of the working and living and dying in this country. Now that's paraphrased from It's a Wonderful Life, but it's the truth. Rich people don't pay taxes. Okay? Just get it out of your head. Rich people don't pay taxes. Because they helped write the tax law and they know every single loophole and they've got accountants to help them take advantage of every single loophole. And they got tax attorneys and they got all these people. Now see, if you're working construction, unless you're the owner of the construction company, you cannot afford those attorneys. You just can't do it. Okay? So Trump is saying he's going to make America great again. Now, there's some people that take exception with that, and I understand why. But could you imagine if we could elect some folks into office that could take the prosperity of the 1950s, not the social standing of the 1950s. The 1950s socially for a lot of people was a very bad time. Okay? But we could take the civil liberties, the advancement in, you know, women's rights and civil rights and all of that, and we could combine it with the prosperity of the 50s, man, this place would be blowing and going. All right? Now, do I think he can do it? No. I don't think any man can do it. Okay? Any one person. Doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. All right? Now, let's talk about Hillary. Now, Hillary, she claims she's anti-war, but she's voted for every single war and supported every single war. And I hope you remember that her husband sent Marines to Somalia and we suffered a bitter, just embarrassing defeat. Okay? She's not anti-war. She is pro-tax. She is very pro-homosexuals, which is fine. Okay? It's not my bag, but once again, I don't think I should be able to force you to live by my rules, and I don't think you should be able to force me to live by your rules. And if everybody would do that, then a lot of this argument would just be stupid. It wouldn't exist. Okay? Now, she's pro-gun control. I'm very anti-gun control. But let's just be honest. Donald Trump in the past has been pro-gun control. He's anti-gun control now because he's got an R behind his name and he knows that's what the base wants to hear. All right. So, on one side, we've got a socialist. I don't care that she calls it a progressive Democrat. She's a socialist. On the other side, we've got a Republican. I don't care what he says. He's a fascist. All right? When you have somebody who says, I know a lot about politics. I've bribed a bunch of politicians. He's a fascist. Now, what's a fascist? Oh, God, you're comparing him to Hitler. Oh, my God, you're evil. No, I'm not. I'm not comparing him to Hitler at all. Hitler was just one fascist leader. Okay? They were a bunch of fascist leaders. But fascism, well, new fascism, neo-fascism, original fascism was the government worked with the corporations, but the government kind of controlled the corporations and controlled the economy. Okay? Neo-fascism, what we live in now, the corporations control the government and they just drive them wherever the devil they want to go. If you don't think Donald Trump is extremely pro eminent domain, you hadn't listened to the man. So if you live anywhere close to a big city and they want to take your land to build a shopping mall and you don't want to sell, they're going to take it. I mean, that's just the truth. They're going to take your money. They're going to take your land and they're going to give you what they claim it's worth. So, I've had, and I've got a good friend of mine, and he talks to me about it all the time. He's on board with Trump now. He's on board with Trump. And he asked me, well, what do you think? I said, well, I think they're opposite sides of the same coin. What? I said, look, I said, socialist versus fascist equals the same result with a different marketing slant. Well, if you had to choose, I don't have to. I can maintain my integrity and go, yeah, I'm not voting for either one of these crooks. Okay? But he's like, well, what if you had to? And he made the statement, and it bugged me. And it always has. And it bugs me more and more and more every time that I hear it, because I've heard it in every blasted presidential election for the past 20 years. The lesser of the two evils. Well, which is the lesser of the two evils to you? And you know, at one time that didn't bug me too bad. I'd look at it and go, well, yeah, okay, well, okay. Yeah, well, and we'll just do this. Well, I've gotten to the point where evil's evil. Bad's bad. It doesn't matter if one's a little worse than the other. They're both bad. There's got to be another option. Okay? Oh, Lord, have mercy. In Star Trek, long time ago. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty long time ago. And I don't even remember the name of the test. There was a test that was a no-win situation, where no matter what you did, the end result was not going to be good. And I remember Spock talking to some young recruit, saying that there's only been one person pass this test, and it was Captain Kirk. And that's because he reprogrammed the system to where there was a viable out. He hacked the system and reprogrammed it. And, you know, I've kind of decided that, I, you know, that's not a bad idea. When you're forced to choose the lesser of two evils, find another choice. Now, I'm going to vote in the local election. I sure am. And I know some of those folks. Some of the folks that I tried to get rid of in the primary, I couldn't get rid of them because they've been ingrained for 9 billion years. But that's an exaggeration, just barely. But I'm of the opinion that once you're in there, say 2 terms, at most 3, your butt needs to go back and get a regular job. So I will vote in the local election. For the presidential election, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write in my own name. Now, the reason that I'm doing that is because I don't want somebody telling me how to live. And I don't want the ability to tell you how to live. I don't want to be able to legislate my morality on somebody else. Now, do I think my way's the right way of living? Yes, I do. If I didn't, I wouldn't live that way. Do I want more people to live like I do? Yes, I do. I think the world would be a better place. But I am not willing to use the force of government to get you to live like I do. I want you to live like I do because you think it's the right thing. So, instead of expending any more energy other than this one podcast on the political circus and our monkeys, I'm going to build my own personal freedom. Now, how am I going to do that? I'm going to put in some more fruit trees this year. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we're going to put in a deck this year, or a porch, and I'm going to line that thing with passion flower. I'm going to put in a kiwi plant. I'm going to add some more blueberries. I'm going to put in strawberries. I'm going to work. I'm going to improve my personal self-reliance and self-sustainability. If everything goes the way I have planned, I'm going to add rain catchment, and I'm going to finally get the pump for the well. And I'm going to pony up and do the solar pump because I just think it's a good idea. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to vote. If you want to vote, write me in, go for it. If you want to write yourself in, go for it. If you want to vote for Hillary, go for it. If you want to vote for Trump, knock yourself out. But I really want you to think. I want you to set your emotions aside. And I want you to honestly think about what's best for the country. What's best for you. What's best for your honor. And you may find, like me, that you just have to opt out. I hope I don't have to talk about politics again for a long time, because it just gets on my nerves. Build your own personal freedom. Set yourself up to where if the economy goes bad, you don't even notice unless you read the newspaper. Okay? I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, consider giving us a rating on iTunes, Stitcher, what have you. Check out our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/ruraleconomist. There's going to be a lot more videos coming up soon. step by step, we're bringing rural back. Bye-bye.